Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast that motivates you to be your best with conversations about business, fashion, and living the gentleman's lifestyle. We interview the hottest influencers, content creators, and business owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss entrepreneurship and inspire you to chase after your dreams. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And ladies, we know you're listening. This show isn't just for the fellas. It's about living your best life. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and modern-day gentlemen, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for tuning in to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. And today, we're going to start the show by asking you three questions. Number one, do you want to grow your social media account? A lot of us do. And especially on Instagram, which has become so popular as of late. But sadly, what happens is sometimes people focus on it too much that they start to obsess over it, which isn't healthy. But we have to agree, social media and Instagram in particular is a tool, and so we can use it to work in our favor. And on today's episode, you'll hear from somebody who is absolutely crushing it on social media and find out why. And I think the answer is going to surprise you. I really do. Now, question number two, would you like to take that same social media success and then turn it into a viable and profitable business? I know the answer to that. Of course you would. Everybody wants to find out ways that they can monetize their social media, because if you're going to be on there, you might as well make some money off it, right? And a lot of people want to do that, but they don't know how. So guess what? In today's episode, we're going to help you with that as well. And lastly, question number three, do you want to know the secret? Do you want to know the key? Do you want to know the little nuances, the facts that people don't tell you that can make all of this work in your favor? Then you want to stay tuned, because we're about to chat with somebody who's doing it. This guy is a true gentleman. He was so gracious, so kind, so humble, but he's also very successful. And trust me, we can always learn something from listening to other people and hearing their stories. And so today, that's exactly what we're going to do. We'll dive in and speak with our guest. And let me tell you this, he has over 180,000 followers on Instagram alone. So I assure you that he knows exactly what he's talking about. He knows a thing or two. And remember, on this show, we're always talking about fashion, business, and lifestyle. And today, we're going three for three. So are you ready? I know I am. Let's get into it.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my favorite part of the show, where we talk to somebody who's doing amazing things in the world of fashion and also business. And today we have the pleasure of speaking with somebody who is a trailblazer in both fields. And he has his own business. He works in private realty, and he's New York born and raised, handles some of the best real estate in New York. And you guys are very familiar with his work on Instagram. Welcome to the show, Christopher Corey. How's it going today, sir?
I'm well, and thank you so much for having me. I am truly humbled and honored.
Oh, we feel the exact same way. It's always great to get to talk to somebody who's doing amazing things, and you definitely are doing just that. So we appreciate your time and looking forward to this conversation, as I know the listeners are as well. You know, let me just start by saying, though, one of the things that I really admire about you is the fact that you run a highly successful business, and you also epitomize class on Instagram while running your company at the same time. So just to get us started, could you kind of tell us a little bit about your business and how you got started in entrepreneurship?
Well, I appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. I've owned my own real estate brokerage for going on 20 years now. I originally started in the business because I wanted to get into interior design. And I really didn't know how to break into it. And so I thought I would have the brilliant idea of going to get my real estate license. And then, getting the design job through real estate. But what happened to me is very unusual when it comes to real estate. Usually your first year or two in real estate, you struggle quite a bit. I was very fortunate in that I started selling a lot of apartments right away, which is just an anomaly and very unusual. And so I got very lucky, and the business just sort of grew. And once I could sort of go out on my own and see, test the waters and see what it was like to run your own shop, which I was absolutely convinced that I would be, shutting the doors in 6 months. Here it is 20 years later, and I'm fortunate enough to still be around.
Yeah, it's funny how things work out. A lot of times I talk to entrepreneurs and they kind of fall into something and it works out and you just kind of go with it. Yeah, and you just kind
of... Absolutely. It's that old saying, you want to make the universe laugh. You tell them your plans, whatever you map out, when you draw a map of where you want to go, it's always in a straight line. Life, however, doesn't work that way. Life works, if you look at that same map that life drew you, it's a lot of zigs and zags and circle backs and going forward and stepping back. So, what you want to do and what you end up doing can sometimes be two very different things, depending where you are in your life.
Yeah, that is very true. Found that to be the case with a lot of different people we talk to. And one of the other things I noticed is you're very popular and very active on Instagram. And it's kind of funny because, right now everybody wants to be a style influencer or something like that, whatever the case may be. But the fact that you're actually a business person, how has that worked with incorporating your style? Because you have an amazing sense of style that people really gravitate towards. Has that had a positive effect on your business, or do people kind of recognize you because of that?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. But yes, and the short answer is yes. I mean, beyond what I would have possibly imagined. In today's world, social media is such a powerful thing. If you're going to be in business today, you really have to be have some presence on social media to some degree. Now, I never would have imagined what would have transpired, but it certainly did. I look at all the platforms that social media has, and I'm a very visual person. And so Instagram to me was the most visual, with sort of the ease of use that worked for me. Now, there are some really bad things about social media as well. And so when I looked at all of this, unfortunately, what I saw was a lot of negativity, and not negativity that was necessarily overt, but I think people look at social media, things like Instagram, and instead of using that platform for something positive, I feel like people were looking at it and looking at the pictures and what people had to say and a certain lifestyle, and all they saw were the things that they don't have, or the things that they lack, or the things that they don't think were ever achievable for them. And I didn't want to participate in that. If you have that many eyeballs on you, the least you could do is try to encourage someone, promote something positive, give somebody sort of a helping hand, which is what you don't see a lot of on Instagram. And So that's sort of how it all began. As far as the style goes, while I'm completely humbled and appreciative of that, people commenting and liking the style, which I certainly hope they do, that was never my intention. That's pretty much just what I wear to work every day and how I choose to live my life every day. Style is much more a state of mind than the clothes that you own. You can have some of the best clothes in the world and have no style whatsoever because they're not authentic to you. It's what's authentic to you that gives you style. A lot of people, it's jeans and t-shirts, and that's their authentic style, and they rock it, and it's authentic to them, and it's true style. For me, it's not that, but it's what I know. It's who I am, and when you find a style that is true to who you are, you don't really think of it as style anymore. It's more of a lifestyle or a way of life.
Yeah, I like that point that you just brought out. A lot of people aren't authentic. You see a lot of people kind of mimicking others, and you're right about Instagram too. It's unfortunate that a lot of people do look at it and they kind of compare themselves to other people's quote unquote success or their look or the vacations that they're taking. It's hard. But I noticed something about you that you're right. You kind of always have an inspirational message or some encouraging thought. Do you kind of purposely do that just to kind of counterbalance all the other things that are out there?
Exactly. It's sort of the antidote to what's pervasive on Instagram. And, Instagram just passed a billion users. That's a huge number. And if you have that kind of reach, and out of that billion, if you could reach even one person and sort of alter the course of their life for the better, then it's completely worth it. And if it ends up being 10 people or 100 people or 1,000 people, then, God bless, so much the better. But, I just feel like in today's world, it's sort of imperative, the world can get to be a dark place these days, and so you have to bring a little light when you can. And if you have a platform like that, it's just my opinion, anybody can use it for whatever they like, but for me, if I can help some, especially young person on the way up, sort of give them a boost or a helping hand, I mean, how do you not?
Yeah, I like that. That makes a lot of sense. Since you do have such a large following, people would want me to ask this question. Specifically, what advice would you give people that are looking to grow their personal brand online? And sometimes people like to grow their brand online, on social media, and then transition that into a business, whether it be an online business or brick and mortar business, whatever the case may be. But what advice would you give them?
That's a really good question, my brother. And I must confess, I really don't know how all of it works in terms of the inner workings. To be honest with you, I'm shocked that than my sister and some very close friends, I'm shocked anyone follows me other than them. I'll certainly, I'm thankful for it and completely humbled by it, but it's a mystery to me. What I really do think, though, it's definitely achievable for everyone. You just have to find that niche that you fit into that isn't there yet. The thing about Instagram is, it's gotten very competitive and very sort of saturated with a lot of things. I feel like there are a few things that are very important. One is you have to put the best image, because it is a visual medium. You have to put the best image up there that you can, because just by the nature of it, people go on their phone and they are scrolling. You know, people have a very short attention span these days, so you have to make them stop. Then once you make them stop, hopefully you can get whatever message it is, whether it's business or something inspirational or whatever it is you're trying to project. Once you make them stop, then you have a chance of connecting with them. But putting that image up there that is captivating enough to make them stop is a large part of it. And I also think people's sort of sensitivity to being conned or put over or deceived in any way, they're much smarter now. So unless you're completely authentic to either yourself or your brand, people are going to sniff that out pretty fast. So you have to be sort of as authentic as you can possibly be.
I like that. Some key takeaways there, definitely for me, is being authentic and putting out the best image possible. You're right. People scroll so fast, they go blow right by you, so you have to catch their eye. You know, I kind of laugh.
Well, you know, it turns into any business that you want it to become, as long as you have the foundations of those things to develop a following in place. Like for me, we've been very fortunate that we are launching our own clothing line in the fall. And we are opening up a retail store in Midtown Manhattan this fall. And all of this came about by sheerly through Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What I saw was that I've been having my clothes made for the most part by my tailor and some other tailors around the world for the past 20 years or so. And I saw through that there was a large missing component in the marketplace that wasn't being served very well, especially young people just coming up. I felt like they were being priced out. They weren't getting the quality that they should be getting. And they also just weren't being serviced very well, just from a style point of view. So seeing that, we developed a line that we hope will fill that hole. But none of that would have happened if it wasn't through Instagram, only because it has such global reach that you see that hole in the marketplace is not only where you live or domestically, it's around the world. So you can use whatever social media you decide to use as a springboard to launch any business you want, but you have to do it in a way that services something that's not there already.
Yeah, and the way you did it, you know, we're excited to hear about this and support it as well, but you're right. It all kind of comes back to you putting yourself out there, your best self, and then being authentic with it. And then people are kind of naturally drawn to you. And so when you release a product, it's not like you're pushing it on them. They're more excited to receive it than anything. So I think you'll get off to a great start.
I think that's true. I hope that's true, and I appreciate that. Thank you. It's always been my belief that if you put the best version of yourself out there, amazing opportunities present themselves to you that wouldn't normally if you're not at your best. And I am living proof of that. If I didn't make a concerted effort for various reasons, mostly because I just think it's good manners to present your best self out there every day, if you're going to go out into the world, you would want the best version of yourself out in the world, because you never know who you're going to meet for the first time. And I have had more doors open for me and have had meetings and encounters with people I never would have if I left my house in shorts and flip-flops and, you know, just rolled out of bed. It wouldn't have happened for me. And that's not to say it hasn't happened for other people. I'm sure it has. I just think if you want to increase the odds of something good happening to you, whatever the best version of yourself is, that's what needs to go out in the world.
That is some great entrepreneurial advice. We've talked about that in the past on this show, how you need to really put your best foot forward, because you're right. There's been times when I've gone out of the house, I've told this story before, and I've run into somebody important and I wasn't at my best. So I kind of shrunk back. I was embarrassed. And that taught me a very important lesson, not to do that moving forward. Always remember, you know, that lesson. You don't know who you're going to bump into. You don't know who you're going to meet. So we appreciate that advice. Exactly. Yeah.
No, the worst thing that you can do in any business or, you know, in life itself is be unprepared for the moment, because you and I are not psychic enough to know when that moment is going to come. All we can do is increase our odds of being ready for that moment when it does.
Yeah, it reminds me of one of my favorite quotes. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than have that opportunity come, you know, and not be prepared.
Amen, brother. You know, you can pick out anybody, you know. We live in sort of a celebrity culture right now, and people are enamored with other people.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is a good and a bad thing, you know. I mean, we could talk for hours why it's bad, but you could pick anybody who you admire, and you say to yourself, oh, wow, I would love to meet them or run into them or talk to them. If you do that when you're not at your best, that moment that you have with them is also not going to be all it could be. If you wanted to run into Barack Obama tomorrow and you were not at your best, that is a moment you may not get ever again and may not have that opportunity to talk to him again or whoever it is that you admire or that you you would want to meet. You have one shot at that, and you want it to go as well as it can possibly go. You also, I just feel, whether you're dressed or however you define being your best, your whole posture changes, the energy that you put out into the world changes, and you think differently. If you run into that person that you really admire, when you're at your best, you're going to have better questions for them. You're going to be able to provide them with better answers than when you're not at your best.
Yeah, you always have to be ready. You're right. Bring your A game. Yeah, because you don't know.
Every day, you never know.
You never know. You never know.
And most of the time, nothing happens. You know, it's just another day that was sort of like the day before.
Mm-hmm.
But that one, you don't need for it to happen 10 times. You need one opportunity to happen just once to change your entire life.
That's a beautiful lesson right there. That is a beautiful lesson for every entrepreneur that's listening to this show right now. But I like to get another kind of lesson from you, because, man, you've given us so many gems so far, but I have to ask at least one bit of style advice. So what could, because this show is about fashion, business, and lifestyle. And so there's people who listen to the show specifically for the fashion tips. We always give one every week. So we'd love to get one from you. Just something little that guys can do to kind of enhance their style or upgrade their look just a little bit.
Well, again, style is not about the clothes you wear. It's about how you carry it. It's also not about what you're spending on your clothes. It's really it's how you rock at the end of the day. But for men and for women, I would say one of the most important things is learning the basics, and that starts with fit. I don't care what you spend on your clothes and how amazing the fabric is and the workmanship that went into it. If it doesn't fit, it's not happening. So fit, I would say, is the basis of everything. And then it starts moving up from there. You have to know yourself, and you have to know your coloration, your body type, your everything, to put together pieces that flatter you rather than wash you out or are just lost on you. What too many people do is they look at magazines or social media, and they may love a particular outfit that is going to look absolutely terrible on them. So you have to know you. My suggestion always to people is find somebody, whether it be on social media or through magazines or whatever, that somewhat resembles you, that happens to be wearing an outfit that you love, that looks great in that image. And you can start to get an idea of what might work for you. You know, I'm doing this long enough, like I can look at somebody in 2 seconds and tell you what's going to work for them and what's not going to work for them. But not everybody has developed that skill. So if you don't have that skill, you have to look at imagery of things that are familiar to you, like someone who may look like you in a great outfit that you can start to build off of. But whatever it is, it better fit.
I like that. Everybody's got that. Write that down. It better fit. That's the quote that we're going to remember.
hopefully.
Yeah. Now, you know what? Here's a last question, and one of my favorites. And I'm curious to get your answer because both of us are over 40. And a lot of times what happens is, you know, this Instagram thing, it's a young man's game, and a lot of people I get a chance to talk to are pretty young, but we're seasoned gentlemen, and I like that term there. So I'd love to know, what does the life of a gentleman mean to you personally as Christopher Corey?
Well, life of a gentleman is about how you live your life with dignity, respect, and good manners, but not just as it relates to you, but as you relate to the world. The life of a gentleman essentially is about how you put yourself out into the world. I agree with you 100%. It's very much a young man's game, social media, and a large part of the world for that matter. But even given that, what you will find is so many of those people don't know who they are. When you're young, you're looking to find yourself. And it's a gradual process. You get to a certain point in your life where you know who you are. And the life of a gentleman is about living the life of that person, of who you are. It's authentic. It's real, it's honest, and it puts out an energy to the world that you will receive that back. That's the life of a gentleman. It's in a nutshell, all that you put out there and all that you get back. It's a heightened level of respect, dignity, honesty, good manners, and a love of life.
I like that last part too, but I really like your definition, the way you broke it down. And getting to know oneself does take time, but when you get there, it is amazing. And you can't rush it. It's just something that takes time. And so
you can. Most of the time, you know, when you have to face sort of a lot of adversity You can find out a lot about yourself, and you get to a sort of point where you and I are, and you've got the scars and the bumps and the bruises to prove that you've been through all that.
Oh, yeah.
All of that makes you who you are. And now, you know, you're coming out of the locker room for the second half. You're going to live that life. You know, we all have two lives. The life we learn with, and then the life we live with after that. And you get to a point in your life where you're living the life that you now know, all you know, from the life before.
It makes perfect sense to me, and that is definitely the case. I'm in the second half, and I'm ready to win. So
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Too, you know what I mean? Like, everybody is looking to win.
Win is
pretty relative, though, brother. I got to
tell you. Yeah.
Life is a game that can't be won. It can only be played. So
that's a good
just
point.
Just the fact that you got up this morning and you have an opportunity to do something, you've already won, man.
Yeah.
So don't worry about winning. Just worry about playing the game the best that you can play the game. Because in the big picture, life's a game that can't be won, only played.
Yeah, I like that. And you know what? It's about having some fun, too. Having good times.
Hell yeah.
That's a game, you know? That's the point of a game.
Fun. Yeah, man. You know, like, hey, everybody, you know, wants to be successful and everybody wants to do this. But, you know, if you can't laugh and have a good time along the way, you're never going to be successful.
Nope.
You have to, you know, you got to laugh at yourself, laugh at everything that happens to you, laugh with the people who you care about around you, and just do the best you can with what you've got.
I like it. And guys, if you want more of this, you got to follow this guy, Christopher Corey. Always has something positive to say. Matter of fact, Christopher, do us a favor. Let us know how we can follow you, keep in touch, and learn more about you as you continue to evolve and spread this positivity.
I appreciate you, brother, very much. You can follow me on Instagram at Christopher Corey. That's K-O-R-E-Y. And, you know, that's the best place to see what I'm about until this fall when we launch our new website and our retail store will be opening in South Manhattan.
Well, congratulations on that launch, and we're looking forward to that as well. But really want to say thank you for your time. You've been generous with your time, and I know you have a busy schedule. So thanks for joining us on The Life of a Gentleman.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you. I am truly humbled and honored that you asked me, and I really appreciate it.
That's going to do it for this episode of The Life of a Gentleman. So glad you came along for the ride. Guys, I want to say a big thank you to our guest, Christopher Corey. Thank him for his time, for his wisdom, and also for a fun conversation. Make sure that you support his new clothing line. That's coming out in fall 2018. And also, you want to follow him on Instagram for his daily truth bombs that he drops. Always a good nugget or two every day when he posts. So also want to send a thank you to our producer. Does a great job for us, D'Andre Marie. Appreciate that. Also, thank you to you, the listener. And we'd like to ask you a favor. And this will only take about 30 seconds of your time. If you could you please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? And we would love for you to do that. Right now, we have about 110, 115 reviews and trying to trend up to about 150, right at 5 stars. So the show is getting good feedback. We're just looking for a little bit more. And like I said, it takes a minute of your time. So do that for us. And then also tell a friend, tell a family member, tell a coworker or a neighbor. Just tell somebody about the show, because we are striving to be the number one show for connecting entrepreneurs with inspiration via our conversations with brands, influencers, and content creators. Also, let me remind you can always get a free gift if you're interested in starting your own business. I have a book out. It's called From Idea to Income, 5 Reasons Why You Need a Side Hustle. And you can get that book by going to thegentway.com. There's a big banner there. There's also a link on the homepage. You can get your free copy of that book. But guys, definitely tune in next week as well. We want you to come back and be inspired, because next week's show is really going to be great. We have another great guest lined up. Also, some good gems that you're going to be able to take away. It's going to keep you inspired. It's going to keep you motivated and on the right track. So we look forward to connecting with you. Always get in touch with us on Instagram. We are an open book at Gentleman's Podcast. And you can get in touch with me personally at The Life of a Gent. And so, guys, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club, where you will receive 1 necktie and 4 accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.